Thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claims Line. My name is Camilla. I need to advise you this call is being recorded for quality assurance purposes. How can I help you today?
Yes, this is Ms. Allen. I was instructed that I needed to call this man because I had, I was starting a job and it said something about the wages was more than my weekly benefit that I would be getting from here if I got approved.
So you need to go ahead and reopen your claim. Are you working full-time or part-time?
No, I'm part-time. My claim is supposed to already be open.
Once you report wages over your earnings, your claim will automatically close, so we would have to reopen it for you.
Okay, well, I just went to work for Hibbs the other day. And so they saying that I work on the 9th or whatever, so I'm not going to take that job because it's not even enough. It's not even paying enough. And they said I was working on the 9th, which I didn't start working on the 9th. I just started working yesterday. So that would be like $40 that I made within that week. So I guess what we could do is open the claim back.
You're going to have to reopen it for you. Can you provide me with your social?
422-19-2397.
You verify your name, date of birth, and your mother's maiden name?
Shantae Adams, Wanda Dennis, or Wanda Adams.
Repeat your last four of your social.
2397.
Are you a U.S. citizen?
Yes.
Do you have difficulty speaking, reading, writing, or understanding English?
No.
Do you consider yourself disabled?
No.
Did you serve on active duty in the United States Armed Forces for more than 180 days?
No.
If you are approved for benefits, you have options to receive your payments, direct deposit into your checking or savings account, or the AL Vantage prepaid benefits card. Which would you prefer?
Alabama Advantage card.
Verify your mailing address.
2916 Gallant Drive, apartment 1, Birmingham, Alabama, 35215.
What is your phone number?
205-306-6905.
I'm going to ask you a few questions to verify your identity. Which of the following addresses have you ever been associated with? 111 Cahaba River Park, 512 53rd Street South, 572 Hall Road. Which of the following addresses have you ever been associated with? 1654 Mallard Circle.
No, I'm telling you, I heard the one you said, 512 53rd Street South.
This is a different one.
Oh, okay.
It's 1654 Mallard Circle, 285 Maple Leaf Lane, 5106 Kim Lane, 7538 66th Street South, or never been associated.
7538 sounds like they're going to love that.
7538 66th Street South.
Uh-huh.
Based on your background, in what city is 4814 Ash Court, Bryant, Dalton, Huntsville, Montgomery, or none of the above?
None of the above.
Did you file for or receive unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months?
No.
Did you work in another state with an employer that is not military or federal government in the last 18 months?
No.
Have you worked for the federal government as a civilian in the last 18 months?
No.
Did you serve on active duty in the military in the last 18 months?
No.
And you worked since the last time you filed, correct?
Yes, I just worked yesterday. And I actually started working at KFC, so that's the one I'm going to take, but it's just a part-time job.
And that's the job you reported when you first filed, or was it a different one?
Yeah, that's what I was talking about when I first filed. But, when I filed, we filed, because I wasn't working here this year. You know, he just got it on there that they hired me on the 9th of July.
Okay. So since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Yes.
Do you work for yourself, own a business, or are you a corporate officer for a business?
No.
Are you currently working solely on a commission basis, or do you have a real estate license?
No.
Are you currently registered for or attending school or training?
Can you repeat it?
Are you currently registered for or attending school or training?
No.
Are you available to accept full-time work?
Yes.
Are you available for all shifts in your normal trade or occupation?
Yes.
Have you applied for or are you receiving a pension from an employer you have worked for in the last 18 months?
No.
Have you applied for or are you receiving workers' compensation due to a work-related injury?
No.
Do you obtain work through a union?
No.
Did your employer give you a definite date to return to work?
Monday.
Provide me with a job title that best reflects your skills.
Can you repeat it?
A job title that best reflects your skills.
A job pattern that reflects me. I can't understand what you're saying.
Like, what job title are you seeking work in? Like, customer service, cashier, any job title that reflects your skills.
Oh, okay. Cashier.
And the name of your employer is KFC, correct?
Uh-huh.
What city
and
state?
And I only had 25 hours. It's Birmingham, Alabama.
Give me one moment.
Okay.
You started working there on the 9th, or you was hired on the 9th?
No, they just went out applied or whatever. She called me in, but she didn't. I didn't start working until yesterday.
Okay.
Hidden. But which one are you talking about? KFC?
Yes.
Yes, I started working KFC on the 12th. I'm going around now.
And the last day you worked with them was yesterday.
No, that was for Hidden. So I'm not accepting Hidden jobs. I had to return a paper saying that I had worked for him. And I said, yeah, because I thought I was going to keep the job. And they was asking me to put something on there, but I didn't make none of those wages. I just worked yesterday for him and never $40.
So are you trying to file part-time for the KFC, or are you trying to file for the Higgins?
I'm trying to file for the KFC because I'm not doing Higgins no more.
You start working at KFC?
I started working at KFC on the 12th of July.
And when was the last day you went to work there?
Yesterday.
And where is that located? You said Birmingham?
Yes.
What's the phone number for the business?
Hold on. I don't know that hard. And then that number is missing up, so ever since the call went out. But I'm going to look on here and my phone is hit it for you, though. That number is 854-2920.
What area code?
205.
Have you received or do you expect to receive any of the following pay for any time after your last day of work? Vacation pay, sick pay, or holiday pay?
No.
Have you applied for a pension or are you receiving a pension from this employer?
No.
Why are you no longer working with them? Well, you are working part-time with them, correct?
Yes, the KFC. Yes.
Are you working all hours made available to you by your employer?
I'm working mornings, yeah. 10 to 3.
But all the hours, like if they provided you with the afternoon shift, you would be able to work it?
Yeah.
Did you request a reduction in hours?
No, I asked for 40 hours. They just what they gave me, what they was able to give me because they said labor.
And you were hired on for full-time or part-time?
Part-time.
Do you elect to have 10% of your weekly benefit check withheld for federal income tax?
No.
Do you have a piece of paper to write down your temporary PIN?
Uh-huh.
Your PIN is 9784.
Mm-hmm.
The following instructions and telephone numbers are very important. It normally takes 2 to 3 weeks to process your unemployment claim. However, you must begin meeting unemployment claim requirements effective this week. If you haven't already, you must go to alabamaworks.alabama.gov. You have to go on that website and make an account and upload your online resume sometime this week. Unemployment claims use calendar weeks that begin on Sunday and end on Saturday. Once a week, you have to file a weekly certification to claim benefits for the previous week. Your weeklies are going to start on the 31st. You're going to have to call it in first by calling 800-752-7389. And after that, your tracker will unlock, and you can go online to our website to track the status of your claim. That website is labor.alabama.gov. We have completed your unemployment claim. Do you have any questions?
Yes, you said I have to go on some type of website and search for work.
You have to make an account and upload your resume onto our Career Center's website, the alabamaworks.alabama.gov.
Because I didn't write none of that down. AlabamaWorks.Alabama.gov.
Yes.
And what's the other one you were talking about?
Your tracker, that website is labor.alabama.gov.
Okay, labor.alabama.gov.
Yes.
Okay. All right, so this alabamaworks.al.gov and then labor.alabama.gov.
Yes.
Okay, I got it.
Well, thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claims Line. You have a great day.
You too. Thanks.